Today's daf is daf kuf nun hey mesechet bava basra, ninth perek mishemet. Now, we were in the middle of a rather complex sugya, and because of the fact that we are today going to take apart the whole sugya and re-put it together again in exactly the opposite way than we had it originally, unfortunately, you're going to have to get good grips on the sugya that we had so that we can manage to turn everything upside down. So let's remember how it all started. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim in the Mishnah, and this is one of the things that we are going to deal with about who says what. So let's take a look at that anyway. Rabbi Meir, let's look at the Mishnah again. Kuftin Gimel. He left out any mention of being a Shkriv Mira, and he's now claiming that he was a Shkriv Mira. And therefore, he does not have to deliver the gift as written because he got better. And Shkriv Mira doesn't have to deliver a gift if he gets better. Whereas the recipients say, no, you were perfectly healthy. So Rabbi Meir says, Tzarich la'avir ha'ya sheshkriv Mira ha'ya. He's going to have to prove he was a Shkriv Mira. Now, why he has to prove a Shkriv Mira is not clear. Why does Rabbi Meir say it's so obvious that the shtar stands as a shtar bori? But we'll see. Look, these guys are claiming that he gave them a gift. Let them prove that he was a bori. Until then, we assume he was a shkriv mira. Now, in the Gemara yesterday, we had two explanations for that. And the two explanations followed, really, not only Rav Huna and Rav Chista, but Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And what we discovered was, according to Rav Huna, the issue is, when the Chachomim say, Yavi Ra'ya, the Ra'ya that we're talking about is, you want to be Metzim Yechavero? Bring a Ra'ya, the Edim, and that way we can show that he was a Bori. Otherwise, we'll have to assume things are as they are. Rabbi Meir says the same thing. You have to bring a Ra'ya, Tzirklevei Ra'ya, Yashashkim Ra'ya. You're going to bring a Ra'ya, you're going to bring a Ra'ya with witnesses. They're talking about a typical Ra'ya. So, Rav Huna said the Raya that we're referring to over here is a classic Raya. What then is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is the question of whether, because he's Bori now, he's assumed to have been a Bori before, and therefore, he's the one that's going to have to pay up, because if he doesn't want to pay up, he's going to have to show his Shkriv Mira, so says Rabbi Meir. And that was the Shita that we had as the Machlokas Tanoim in Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, look, if he's whatever the status is now, that's the status that we assume was before. He's a Bori now, we assume he was a Bori at the time. Whereas the Chachamim, who say on the contrary, they want to be Motzi, let them be Motzi by bringing a Raya that he was a Bori. We don't care about what he is now. We only care about what the status was of the property. That's the Chazak that we have. The Chazak was he was the owner. We stick with that Chazak. Now, Rav Chista, however, came up with the opposite approach. He said, no, it has nothing to do with that machlokas at all. It has to do with the question of whether the shtar, as it's currently constituted, which is a perfectly valid shtar, except for one minor problem. It doesn't have any kiyum. So over here, he's the one that's being mekayim the shtar. Well, if he's being mekayim the shtar, we should have pesh asra pesh yitur. Because he's saying, you're depending on me. I'm telling you it's a good shtar. Except for the fact it was written as a Shkriv Mira. It doesn't help you, the shtar, because now I got better. So we say to him, but you agree it's a good shtar. It doesn't say anything about being a Shkriv Mira. That's the machlokas. If your mode of a shtar shikaimo, shikasfo, with a tzarek lekaimo. So did you or did you not have a kosher shtar? If you have a kosher shtar, the fact that the kashrus comes through the guy who said it is irrelevant, Richie. It's a kosher shtar. And that's all that we need to know. If we say that, no, even if he says it's a kosher shtar, he can put whatever he wants into the shtar because we need him, then we'll need to have a kiyum. So when we say Yavi Raya, the Yavi Raya means go ahead and be Mekayim the shtar. If you'll be Mekayim the shtar, fine. So then you have what appears to be a good shtar. But otherwise, when they say Amotzi Merchavol V'Raya, so then that would be, you have a kiyum shtar. So then you can be Motzi, but without a Kiyum HaShtar, we need him. We have the same exact machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan also took the tzad, at least as we think so far, of Rav Huna, that the Raya means a full Raya, Be'edim. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, both Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim referring to the same Raya. You want to prove something, prove it. Okay? The question is what our starting point is. That's the machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Nasa. What's our starting point? The assumption that he was well or the assumption that he's the owner? That's the question. Reish Lakish says, no, the issue revolves around whether we have a kosher shtar or whether we need to be Mekayim the shtar. Exactly the same thing. Now, to remind you, we also had a little discussion about an interesting case. The case was that someone had inherited property as a member of a family, rather brothers, had gone ahead and sold a portion of the property, and then dropped dead himself. Now the brothers want the property back. And they are claiming that he was a minor at the time that he sold the property. How could he be a minor? He was 20 years old. He was 18 years old, as we'll see as machlokas, is how old you have to be in order to sell property that's inherited, because the Chachamim put in a special safeguard against kids being taken advantage of, and until they're of a more advanced age, we don't allow them to sell their inheritance because they're too easily fooled. Either 18 years of age, 20 years of age, whatever it was, how could he be a cotton? Very simple. You could be a cotton having never reached puberty. So if you don't ever present signs of puberty, until you're 35, you're a cotton. Unless you present particular signs of being a saris, and therefore we know you'll never reach puberty, so then at 20, you'll become a godel. In this case, that wasn't, he didn't have any signs of being a saris. There's no indications that he was sterile. He was just on a delayed development path. So he's still a cotton. So they wanted to get the property, we think that that's what it means. They wanted to get the property out of the hands of the family. And the family was saying, no, he was a cotton. So they wanted to exhume the body to see whether he actually had reached puberty. Rabbi Akiva said to them, you can't do that. It doesn't help anyway, because after death, it's not, everything looks different. And therefore, it doesn't prove anything about his being a godel at the time. Fine. Now, what's important to remember is that Rabbi Yochanan used that case as a raya against Reish Lakish. He says, look, if the only way to deal with the issue is that you're going to go ahead and bring witnesses, and they couldn't find witnesses, so they were rather desperate. So therefore, they wanted to prove that the boy was an adult and that it was a good sale. So if you're going to tie it, that Aiden is the issue, so then that would explain what the whole problem was, because then you're telling me, bring Aiden. They say, we can't bring Aiden, so how about if you exhume the body, right? But if you're going to tell me that the problem is Kiyam Ashtar, then it's insane. Why don't we just go be Mekayim Ashtar? What does that have to do with the body? That's irrelevant to us. And therefore, you're wrong. To which Reish Lakish replied, well, that would be all very nice if that were the case, that the Lukuchot were trying to have the body exhumed. But what had actually happened is that the Lukuchot were in control of the property and the family wanted it back. That's the case. Now, obviously, if the family wants it back, the Kiyam of the Shtar would run against them. The Kiyam of the Shtar would mean that it was a good sale. Right? So if the family wants it back, the only choice that they have is then to prove that he's a cotton and the sale was bottled. So they asked to exhume the body. And not only that, says Reish Lakish, that's got to be the case. Because why were they silent when Rabbi Akiva said, look, you can't just be manavel the body? They should have said, what do you mean we can't be manavel the body? And how about being manavel our $3 million that we paid for the property that now we're going to not get? So since they didn't say that, it must be that we're referring to the family. And the family, indeed, well, what are they going to say if Rabbi Akiva says to them, is your brother, well, you want us to check him to see if he's a cotton? No. Now we're not going to do. Okay, so they were quiet. So that made sense. We left off with that. Now, an additional piece of it. All of this, I'm only telling you what's necessary for today's talk. So not trying to bore you here. An additional issue that we had is that the machloket over here between the way we're learning it, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that there's a question of mode b'shtar shekosvei, whether tzarech l'kaima or not, happens to be a machlokas that we find elsewhere, and the Gemara wants to know why we need to learn the machlokas twice. Now, the case where we had it elsewhere were where there were Aiden were saying, Yes, we did write the shtar, and this is our signature, but we were ketanim. Now, over there, we also had a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. And it's the same machlokas we find in the Mishnah. And the Gemara said, so why do we need it twice? And the Gemara says, the reason we need it twice is because if it only said the case over there, I would have said the reason that the Chachamim say that you would need to have a separate kiyum is because you've got Edim that are saying that it's not good. The Edim, that's, but if the guy himself said it's not good, after saying that, yes, it's true, the Edim signed it, but we don't listen to his buts, because he's the Baldover, he's admitting that there's a shtar, why should we listen to his buts? Therefore, we need the case in our Mishnah to say, even here, we'll listen to his own buts, and therefore you'll need a kiyum hashtar. Okay. Given all of that information, remembering the sugya, we can now proceed. The last thing that we learned yesterday was a very strange statement by Rabbi Yochanan. So we said over there that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so what was the last thing that we got up to? We only got up to, let's find the place in the daf. The last thing that we got up to was Sha'ani Omer Divrei HaKomer B'Shtar SheKatavo Eino Tzarich L'Kaimo. Again, to remind you about that, so that it's sort of in the middle of things, we quoted a Mishnah of Bar Kappara, which is a Braita to us. In the Braita, it says that in a case where somebody, after some time, is Kori Ar on a field, to claim that it's his, the guy presents a shtar, and it's not Mekuyam. And the person says, yes, that's true. The Adam did sign on that shtar, but you never paid me. I gave you that shtar because you wanted to show it to the bank to be able to get a mortgage. They never gave you the mortgage, therefore I never got the money, and therefore the whole thing is a joke. Now you can't come and claim it. That's called a shtar amana, or a shtar pasim. You never even planned to buy it from me. You were trying to lie to the bank that it was your property, and I signed it over to you so that you could lie to the bank. But whatever, in either of those cases. So the Gemara said, so maybe indeed that's only going according to Rabbi Meir. That the deal, because it says over there the deal was that if you have Edim, fine, but otherwise you're stuck with the shtar. That's where Rabbi Meir held. That mode b'shtar shekatvo, and that's what he's saying over here, that eino tzarich l'kaimo, right? Said Rabbi Yochanan to that, well, actually, I want you to know that nobody holds that there's a din, that mode b'shtar shekatvo, that tzarich l'kaimo. And his words are, sha'ani omer divrei hakol, mode b'shtar shekatvo, ein tzarich l'kaimo. So that is about three lines above the third of the way up mark. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan last said. I'm telling you, there is no one in his right mind who would say something like that. Once you agree that you wrote the shtar, so then that shtar is a kosher shtar. Everybody holds that. Even the Rabbanan hold that. Ask the Gemara, how can you say everybody holds that? Vamiflatpli. I thought that braita that we just had, which was the case of the Edom, remember, D'tanya should say, Ein emanim l'posol divrei Rabbi Meir v'chachamim omrim ne'emanim. And over there we said the whole machlokas was where the mode b'shtar shekatvo, if tzarech l'kaimo. And Rabbi Yochanan answers, oh, for heaven's sakes. The case over there was that there were witnesses. So if the witnesses say they're k'tanim, or I understand that in that case, indeed, the Rabbanan said that, you know, you're going to need a kiyum hashtar. Edim. Edim alime umir hashtar, just because Edim are powerful, and they can be ma'ar erashtar. So should we say that the guy himself could be ma'ar erashtar after he's made it? That's ridiculous. So therefore, I say, halacha l'maisa, obviously, this is completely the opposite of what we just learned in Rabbi Yochanan, right? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said yesterday that the machlokas was over here in our Mishnah as well. But the Gemara is going to ask all of this. Fine. So now, today, this is new. Omar Lei, V'alo mishimcha amru yafe ir'aru b'nei ha-mishpacha. That you were quoted that in that case in B'nai Brak, that was the case of the, they brought suit Rabbi Akiva, they wanted to exhume the body. You said, well, the family actually had a very good claim in that case. That's what you said. Now, what exactly is the good claim? How could you say that everybody's murder says that murder b'shtar shekatvo ein tzarich l'kaimo? If ein tzarich l'kaimo, they don't have a claim. There's a shtar, and that's all. So what was the basis? What's the basis now of the claim to Rabbi Akiva? Why are you saying yofa yiru b'nei mishpacha, despite the fact that they were murder, that they wrote the ktav, they could tina that this was a kosher shtar, they could tina it was a cotton. Why would it be true? Says Rabbi Yochanan, what? I never said that. That was quoted. You say it was quoted by name. You know, people are always quoting things in my name. I'll tell you, that was said by my Talmud, Rabbi Elazar. No, I never said that. Ani lo amarti davar zeh miolam. Forget about it. Never said that. Amar Rabbi Zeir, wait a minute now. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan can deny that he said what Rabbi Elazar, his Talmud, said he said. But is he going to be kafir in what Rabbi Yanai, his Rebbe, said? That he said? Omar Rabbi Yanai quotes Rebbe. Omar Rebbe, Meide b'shtar shekatvo tzarich l'kaimo. V'omar le Rabbi Yochanan. Now this gets worse all the time. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yanai, I need you to teach me that? Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Lo mishnatenu huzi izo? V'chachamim omrim ha-motzimi chavero alav ha-ra'aya. And, of course, what that means is, ein ra'aya ela b'kiyum hashtar, which is, of course, exactly the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Rabbi Yochanan said over here that ra'aya means ra'aya be'edim. It was Reish Lakish who said it means ra'aya b'kiyum hashtar in the story of Bnei Brak, where he was bringing the ra'aya against Reish Lakish. Oh, this whole thing is crazy. So now Rabbi Yochanan is saying the exact opposite that he said, and he's tining to Rabbi Yanai. Isn't that the Mishnah? The Chachomim say Motzeh Bechavol of Araya, and Araya means Bekiyam Hashtar. So now how do you explain this? Everything he's saying is denying what he said. Baram, I'll tell you, I think Nirin Divri Rabbeinu Yosef, the Omer Rabbeinu Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Zu Divrei Chachamim, Avo Rabbi Meir Omer, Meida B'Shtar Shekatvo, Tzorech L'Kaim. Truth is, he never meant Rabbi Yochanan to say that everybody holds. He meant to say the Chachamim hold. Of course, this is the exact opposite of what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's not Rabbi Meir, it's the Chachamim. This is a reversal of the Shitas. So Rabbi Meir says, Meida B'Shtar Shekatvo, Tzorech L'Kaim, and therefore you're going to have to bring a riot. Okay. So why did he say Divrei Hakol? Because Rabbanan Lagabe Rabbi Meir, he calls Divrei Hakol. So now what Rabbi Yochanan was saying clearly was not the words that we thought he was being quoted as saying before. That, well, you know, it's actually going to everybody, the Mishpat Kapora, and there's nobody who holds. He just meant that the Chachomim, it's going a little bit of Chachomim, because according to him, the Chachomim are the ones who say that the Moda B'Shtar Shekatvo, that ain't a Tzorch L'Kaima. And that's why he was calling it the Rabbona. Now, of course, this makes our Mishnah a joke. The Mishnah says the exact opposite in Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim. The Mishnah says that according to the Chachomim, Hamotzi Mechaver Ol Avaraya, right? And not that the Meida B'Shtar, they're the ones who are saying that you're going to have to prove now. So he's the one that's saying Moda B'Shtar, that this is a perfectly kosher shtar, you want to be Motzi Mechavaro, you're going to have to prove that he was a Bori. Well, you'll have to turn our mission around. Epoch. It's actually the other way around, and it's the Chachomim who ended up saying what we thought Rabbi Meir was saying, and Rabbi Meir was saying that I'm Motzi Mechavaro all of our right. V'tanya ein ne'manim l'poslo div Rabbi Meir v'chachomim amrim ne'manim. Well, what about the Braita? What about the case of the Aiden that said that we were Ketanim? And you, how are you going to explain that? Whoops. Epoch. Turn that backwards also. It's all backwards. But Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it was Raya B'Aiden. Whoops. It's also backwards. Epoch. So that actually Reish Lakish was the one that was saying you have to bring a raya be'edim, and Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was saying that no, it means you just have to be mekayim the shtar. But Rabbi Yochanan was the one who asked on Reish Lakish from the case of Bnei Brak. So are we supposed to say that's also backwards? And Reish Lakish was asking on Rabbi Yochanan for the case of Bnei Brak. Is that what you're saying? So leima lepach nami tiyufta. So now the question's also backwards. No. Actually, the question works out, but very differently than you thought. So in this version now, what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, it was a raya against Reish Lakish, but exactly the opposite raya. Why? Because we start with the opposite assumption. The original assumption, the way we had it the first time, was that the buyers were attempting to get it out of the hands of the sellers. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, look, if we got to be talking about exhuming the body, then obviously we're not talking about a raya with shtar. I mean, because that's crazy. So just get your shtar mekuyam. We're talking about they needed a raya. They couldn't find a raya. So therefore, they were saying, let's examine the body and see. But that was a mistake, you see, in this version. Actually, in this version, the assumption is that it was the other way around, and that the lekuchos were in possession of the property. The family was trying to get it away from the lekuchos, and the raya is to the other direction. Why would we make such an assumption? Because of what Reish Lakish in the original version had pointed out, that why wasn't anyone complaining about Rabbi Akiva saying you can't examine the body, and why weren't they shouting and saying, well, what about our money? So it must have been that it was the family, right? That they were the ones who were bringing suit to prove that he was a cop. And here's how it goes in the new version. So, Alki Kamalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Bishlema v'didi damina raya b'kiyam ashtar. According to me, the raya is b'kiyam ashtar, and that would explain how in the world the lekuchot were in possession of the property. They're in possession of property because they have a valid sale document. Seals are a gift document in this case. So you'll say, what do you mean? But it's not valid. What do you mean? Sure it is. But he said that that doesn't matter. He's Meida. And, or they have a Kiyam Ashtar. We don't need any other riots. So Ayin Bashkachasla, the Nakhti Lekuchot Nechasim. So therefore, the case was that they went and they took over the property. But according to you, Reish Lakish, again, according to you, Reish Lakish means the way that Rabbi Yochanan said it originally, that it means raya be'edim. So then, according to you, the Mishnah is not flipped. Our Mishnah is not flipped. So, hechi mashkachas odenakti lekocha b'nechasim. Can you give me one scenario where, if you're saying that according to Rabbanan, amotzi mechaver all of a raya, how did the lekuchas have a raya? And if they had a raya, then what is the suit all about? So I don't get it. We know that he was not a cotton, so then what's the problem? We clearly don't know. So if we don't know, they couldn't have taken possession. Remember, we're talking about karka. You can't take possession by walking in. You have to take legal possession. So what was the legal possession? According to me, the legal possession was the shtar. The shtar stands as it is, and we don't have any additional pirushim to the shtar. So in this case, the mishpacha was meida, and they went ahead, and they were machzik and nechasim. Omar Lei, so Reish Lakish, in this version, answers Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, because there's another issue over there. Modina lacha ba'ar arde b'nei mishpacha. In that particular case, the lekuchot would have been given the right. Why? Because to claim that this 20-year-old is a katan is not an acceptable taina in court when the edim signed the document. Because chazaka ein edim chotmim al hashtar ela im kein naase gadol. So there's no way that the edim would have signed if there were any indications. I mean, you're telling me that his whole life this person had no legal rights, was not able to buy and sell property, was not able to open a bank account, didn't have a license, and so on and so forth, because he's a cotton. There's no way that the edim would have signed on such a shtar. So therefore, we disregard that taina. But we're another taina. We're a reasonable taina. Then Enochinami, they could never have taken the chazak on the property, the lekuchot. And then I would have had a problem here. Okay, so now we have the backward version, according to which I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. It's the Rabbanan are saying, you don't need much to make a veil of a raya. All you need is the kiyum. You need the shtar. Once he agrees, it's equivalent of a kiyum of a shtar. That's all. Okay. Now, and by the way, the Rashbam says that is the accepted version. So that the halacha would then be alibi the chachamim, according to the second version. Now, since we got into the question over here of this seller being an older boy who nonetheless was being claimed to have been a minor. So first we need, it's a very interesting thing, that this particular case sheds light on the age of majority for someone who doesn't present pubic hairs. And therefore we're going to bring it here because we have an interesting case. It's the only case that we know of that people wanted to exhume a body to check for pubic hairs. How old was he? That's the issue. There happens to be a machloket of how old he would have needed to be in order to sell property that he had inherited. And that's going to make a big difference over here. Therefore, the Gemara gets into this question, which l'chora is not really important to our sugya. So the Gemara says like this, Itma, katan mi'imatai mocher b'nechsei aviv. At what point can a child who inherits sell the property that he inherited? Now this is, let's just remember the halakas. Mi'ikar adin, a gadol is defined as a gadol for all issues, including civil law, buying and selling at the age of 12 for a female, 13 for a male, depending, of course, on having reached puberty. Now, the chum made a takana, that, look, little kids often open lemonade stands, and if they're not going to be able to sell lemonade until they pull their pants down, they're not going to sell lemonade. So therefore, exactly. So therefore, they made a takana, right? And the takana was a little kid can also buy and sell metaltoline. And the fact is, he's going to go into the store, he's going to try to buy things and so on. He's got to live. And they do. So the chachamim, I think they're probably the mainstay of most of the stores in the area. So the chachamim made a takana that little kids can buy and sell. But that's only l'gavi metaltoline. Now, a person who inherits property very often doesn't know anything about property. So if we're talking about real estate, the Chachamim wanted, and there's also another problem of heirs. And this is how Tosef understands the whole sugya. Easy come, easy go. So if you worked for something and you bought it and so on, so then obviously you're fully equipped to deal with the issues. But when daddy leaves you all that property, and somebody puts a little bit of cash in your face, property don't mean nothing. The cash means
money talks.
Money talks, and it means the trip you always wanted and the sports car you always wanted and whatever. So therefore the Chachamim put in a takana, heirs cannot sell until they arrive at a particular age. What is that age? So Rav Amar of Nachman, it's the age of 18. Ben Shmona Asrei Shana. Rav Huna Bar Chinan Amar of Nachman, it's from the age of 20. And that's how we got involved in the problem over here. Because if we take a look at the Maase in Bnei Brak, Mativ Rabbi Zera, Maase b'Bnei Brak b'Echad Shemachar b'Nechsei Aviv Umet, Ubo b'Nei Mishpacha v'Ir Aru Lomar Katan Haya b'Sha'at Mita, Ubo v'Sholo Rabbi Akiva Ma'o Lobotko, and Omar L'Miyatem R'Shoim L'Navlo, not to mention the fact that V'Od Sibanim Asuyim Lishtanot L'Achar Mita, we won't go through the details here, we know this case already four times. So now, if he was 18 years old, then this makes sense, because at 18 you could still be a cotton if we could show that you haven't reached puberty. But, that would explain their questioning the court about doing a post-mortem examination. If you're going to tell me he was already 20, then all of this is a waste of time. Because if he was already 20, he doesn't have to have reached puberty to be a gadol. Because once, and therefore it's a raya that he must have only been 18, which proves that at 18 you can sell as an heir the inherited properties. Because if you're going to tell me he was 20 years old, so then kibot kalei my happy, what difference does it make to make a bedika? V'tanan ben esrim shaloi v'ishtei saro, that if he was 20 years old and did not reach puberty, no problem. Let him bring a passport. Yavira Yashu Ben Esrim. And then he now gets a din of Asaris. since he's a Soros, the case it was talking about over there was that a Yibam problem. So there's an Almana who wants to get married, and the only brother that survives is this brother. All she needs to do is bring his passport into court and show that he's over 20, and then there's no Chiyuv of Yibam, because Chiyuv of Yibam is only for people who can reproduce, and he's not in the Parsha. And therefore, he's not going to. So he's a cotton permanently. He's a Soros. And therefore, lo choleitz v'lo miyabem. So if you're saying that he was 20 years old, what's the point of seeing whether he reached puberty? Says the Gemara, wait a minute. You're forgetting what we learned about that case. You thought that the words v'hu ha-saris means, since he's presented his passport, he is therefore now accepted as a saris. That's not what it means. As we explained over there, Omer Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak Omar Rav, this is only if he presents positive signs of being a saris plus the passport. It's not enough to just prove that you're 20 years old. There's all types of secondary sexual symptoms. So he doesn't have a beard, and he has a feminine voice, and his skin is very girlish and smooth, and his body doesn't get heated when he takes a bath. It doesn't, no steaming, and so on. So all of those things he'd have to prove in addition to, which are very hard to prove after death. And what we're looking for over here, essentially, is, therefore, the question of whether he reached puberty. Because there's no way to establish that this guy is a Soros. So either he's a non-Soros who didn't reach puberty and he's a cotton, or he did reach puberty, he's a normal girl. Oh, my Rava, well, of course that's the pshat. De ganami. It doesn't say, let him bring a riot, he's 20, and then there's not a problem. It says, let him bring a riot, he's 20, and v'hu ha-Soros. That's the point. What do you mean, v'hu ha-Soros? Because he's saying there's an additional issue over here. The additional issue is, prove that he's a Soros. Shmamina, that indeed, it would not be enough to prove that he's 20 years old. Therefore, our case is irrelevant to the machlokes about whether 18 or 20 is the magic time to be able to sell. Wait a minute, and what happens if a guy really is 25 years old, doesn't have any pubic hairs, doesn't have any indications that he's a Soros? I mean, so what's going to go? He's going to go on his whole life being a cotton, never getting a library card without mommy? What happens when he's older than mommy? So what happens then? Says the Gemara, V'chilo noldulo simane Soros ad kama, toni Rebbe Chiya. Ad Rov Shnotav, once he reaches the having most of his life behind him, so if you hear the Rishonim say that's 36, assuming a lifetime of 70 years, but that 36 doesn't mean the same shear that the others meant. Says the Rambam Paskas, it means 35, the way Bar Mitzvah is 13, meaning 13, you're into the 14th year. 36 over means you're 35 into the 36th year. And, by the way, just as a matter of practical information, when they would have problems with kids that were not presenting signs of puberty, they would ask Rabbi Chiya what the din is. He would say, if the kid was thin, he would say, to put a little meat on him, will you? You know, or if he was very fat, he would tell him, let him go on a diet. Because these simanim zimin da'atu machmat kechishuta, and zinidatu machmat briyuta. Look, sometimes there might have been simonim. He might have lost the simonim. He doesn't have enough. He's undernourished. And malnutrition causes hair to fall out. So you wouldn't have seen simonim. Or maybe he's just too fat. Very fat people are often very feminine, you'll notice. So the truth is that he would say, depending on what the case was, put him back, get his metabolism in order, and then we'll see before we have to deal with questions of serious suit.
Normally, they'd say probably it's all right.
Yeah, then we'll have to wait. We're going to have to establish that by only when he's 20. The question is, Yibaylu, toch zman ki lifnei hazman or ki la'acher zman? Now, this, depending on what the zman is, 18 years of age or 20 years of age, somewhere in the distant future. But it comes. Relax. So, what would be the din during the 18th year?
After the
17th
birthday?
Yeah, yes, or after the 19th birthday. So during that year, the 20th year, the 18th year, what's the deal in that case? Or are we referring to literally after his birthday? Is it Kalachar Zman or Kalifnei Hazman? Rava bar Rav Shilam Rav Nachman Togzman Kila Acherzman. Then is it's any time in the 20th year. But the reason that he said that, Rava on Rav Nachman Togzman Kila Fnezman. Rava bar Rav Shilam Rav Nachman Togzman Kila Acherzman. Now the quote from Rava, however, is a mistake because it was based on an assumption of a psak that Rava had given, which was misunderstood. What happened was, Hada Rava lav b'fei rushi tamar.
Until next time.
Yeah. No, it's good for 30 seconds. That's
the jet lag.
Yeah. A lion's name. So what was it based on? What happened was like this. Ahu tok zman, there was someone within the zman, whatever that was, the ozo zovindik, so he went ahead and sold property, and then he comes to Rava, and Rava said, lo asav lo klum, forget about it, it's not a kosher sale, you don't have to worry about it. Now, they thought that that meant that Rava held that tok hazman kilifnei hazman, and memela, the sale is bottle, but that's not true. The reason that he said what's a man de chazas, people that were in the best and thought, Savra Mishum de Togzman Kilifnezman, and that's why they went around quoting this as Rava's Psak. But the truth was that this kid was a particular idiot because he was a liberal. So Valoli, Atam Shtuta Yeterata Khazabedavakamishakru Lehavde. He would go around freeing his slaves. No. So if somebody that's a liberal is going to be allowed to deal with marketplaces. So he was basically throwing around his money, like, you know. So dad paid $100,000 for this slave. No, it's not fair. Oh, boy. Sholach le'gidol bar Menashe l'Rava. Yelamdenu Rabenu. What is the din of a tinoket bat arba'as reshana v'yom echad? There was this girl of 14 who was an heiress, who is yoda'at b'tiv masa'umatan. She is a very well-qualified businesswoman at 14. Can she indeed sell properties? Ma'o. Sholach lei. Again, this is really, I mean, according to Tosafot, it means it was an heiress. The question, I mean, there are Rishonim who hold that this is a limitation on sales in order to protect youngsters in general, not only because of easy come, easy go. But we're following the simple take approach of starting, yeah, they're easy to be taken advantage of. So now, the question was whether in the case where it's established that a child is well-versed, where it's a child, a teenager, is well-versed in business, it's a kosher sale, because this is not a cut-and-dried issue. It's a takana that the Chachamim made for protection. If you have a particularly sophisticated, it's not like the other shiurim in the Torah that has nothing to do with sophistication. And if you can pass a course in business and so on, then that would be an indication that she should be allowed to have the same legal rights as anyone else for buying and selling, which is exactly what Rava said. Sholach le'im yodat p'tiv masa umatan. Mikra mikach, mimkra mimkach. Tosis points out that the whole business of mikra mekach was never an issue. We just sort of throw it in. Because the only question was, we're afraid she's going to sell. We're not afraid she's going to buy. There's no such takana. That's Tosis Ashita.
Why are you buying? Is it buying
because it's easy to fool people by waving cash at them. So, wait, can you explain to me why they sent a question about a girl, Dafka? Lishlach to Tinoik? Because the Maisenik was, this wasn't a theoretical question. It was a Maaseh Shayah. The Maaseh Shayah, Kachayah, was a girl. And why didn't they ask it? And what if she would be 12 years old? Because she was 14. They could have asked if she was 12 years old, but they didn't want to ask a theoretical question. They wanted to ask the question as it happened. And it happened. There was a 14-year-old girl, 12 years old also. If she could pass the same business course, so what's the problem? Now, there was another maisa with a kid who was less than 20 who went ahead and sold property of his father, relying on this psak that we just got of Gidol Bar Menashe, that even though she was younger the case of Gittleman, Menashe was a girl, this guy was a boy who had heard the psak, that if he's a bucky, that he's able to sell. So he felt he was a bucky, so he went to sell. But then he says, wait a minute, it wasn't such a good deal. I want my money back. So I want my property back. So he goes to Rava, and his relatives say to him, look, if you act like a kid without any sense, so then Rava's going to say you didn't have any right to sell. So bring in some dates and spit out the pits of the date in Rava's room. So after the camera, Amar Leih Krovi, Zila Kol Tamri, V'shari B'Kashayta. Right there, Bei Rava. So that's what he did. Rava said, this guy's an idiot. Zvine lav zvine. Okay. So now he was going to write out a psak besdin that they have to give back the property, and he's going to refund the money. But the buyers, they thought that this whole thing was a fake, and that Lamaisa, the kid, knew perfectly well what he was doing. So the buyers tell the kid, you know, you're going to be charged for the contract. Because the Sofrei Hadayonim always charge you a buck for writing out the contract that will allow you to get the property back from us. You know, I mean, look, it's a shame you won, but I mean, we certainly don't want you taken advantage of. These guys always steal when they write out those contracts. What you should do is you should tell Rava, you know, boy, times have changed. I could buy a Megillas Esther for a buck, and you're charging me a buck for a contract? Now, of course, this is going to show Rava that he's a very hard-nosed negotiator. So, sure enough, he goes back in, and he says to Rava, so look, let's see it inside. So, I'm like, Zil Emalei LaRava, you should tell Rava, you're so freem, or such cheaters. Megillas Esther Bezuza. And they charge for your little three-line star of Mar, they charge the same Zuza. So he goes, and he tells that to Rava, Azel Amalei. Oh, he's not so dumb after all. Zvine, zvine, so it was a good sale. So then the relatives say, no, no, but they told him to say that. He's an idiot. They just told him. So the Krovim say, it was the Lekuchas Agmaru. But he's really an idiot. Remember those the way he was acting, the dates? Amalahu Sarava says, Mizrile Savar. If they got him to do it right, so then he knows what he's doing. Because if he was really an idiot, he wouldn't have been able to bring it across to me like that. He did a very good job. So given the Mishbrei Blasova, so Mida Yada, he does understand. Why did he act like a jerk with the dates? Because he's got chutzpah, not because he's an idiot. So the chutzpah yateratu da avibe. So Mamela, now his sale was a good sale. Omer v'nebrei of Yeshua. When it comes, however, to testimony, it's valid testimony. It's only for sales that we put this into place.
Where he's got to have simonim as well as being a liege.
Yeah. It's only good testimony for metaltalin. It's not good testimony for karka. It doesn't make sense. I mean, Mashra Metaltalei. Now, by the way, the difference that we're making doesn't make sense that he can't be an aid on something that has to do with Karka. Tosfos says it only means he can't be an aid on an evaluation of Karka because he's attracted to the cash of the evaluation, because Karka doesn't ring to him. Metaltalim rings to him. So if you show him a sports car versus the money, then he's got his head on his shoulders. That's just turned on by the sports cars used by the cash. But if you show him property, it's very boring. So then he's turned on more to the cash. Because of that, he can give a wrong assessment. But obviously, it's not meant to be a general statement that anything has to do with property. What would that have to do with protection? That doesn't make any sense. So as we're saying, by the same token, that we need to protect him against his own looseness when it comes to evaluating property, we need to protect other people from his being a witness in cases of property assessments. So Rav Ashi said to Marzutra, no. You're telling me that it's really the same thing? That if a person's sale is a good sale, so then his testimony is a good testimony. But if his sale is not a good sale, the testimony is also not a good testimony. I'll show you that that doesn't make any sense because Me'ata, if that's true, then all the Tana Pu'utot, Mikran Mekach, Memkran Memkar, Be'metaltalim, if you're going to say a 6-year-old or a seven-year-old, depending on how well-developed they are, they're able to buy and sell lollipops and lemonade, so then you should say they can go into court and be ADIS? Whoever is such a thing. Oh, Marley, what kind of crazy? There's two different standards. First of all, he has to be a witness in terms of his being a guddle or a cut. No, he has to be a guddle. What does that have to do with this issue? This was a safeguard issue. The Torah says, anashim, right? Anashim. Are these anashim? These are kids. Over here, talking about somebody who's 18 years old. So what are you talking about, the kids? He's a perfectly valid aide, you're saying. But he's too young. He's only 17. He's too young to sell. Okay, that's true. That's Begabe Karkas. I said, he shouldn't be an aide when it comes to submitting Karki. But, and therefore, we don't have that. Valeka. And it has nothing to do with the case of my saying there's a difference in evaluations. Omar le, v'halo mishimcha amru yafe iraru b'nei ha-mishpacha. Omar le, well, I never said that. Zu el azar amra, ani lo amarti davar ze miyolam. Omer Rabbi Zira, im yichpor, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Talmido, is he also going to go ahead and be kofer, Rabbi Yanai Rabo? The Omer Rabbi Yanai, Omer Rabbi, Moda Bishtashe, Katvot, Tzarech, Lekaimo, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Lo Mishtateinu, Izo, Vechachamim, Omrim, Motzim, Chavero, Alav, Raya, Ein Raya, Ela, Bikiyum, Hashtar. Huh. Bram, Nirin, Divrei, Rabbeinu Yosef, the Omer Rabbeinu Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yonomer Shmuel, actually, Zu Divrei Chachamim, Avo Rabbi Meir Omer, Mode Bishtar Shekatavo, Shetzarich Lekaimo. So why did Rabbi Yochanan said everybody holds that? Divrei Hakol means the Rabbonan, Lagabi Rabbi Meir, he's calling Divrei Hakol. But the Mishnah says the opposite. Ibratanan. It's the Chachamim who say Amotzi Mechaviro, all of Araya. No, that's backwards. But, the Braita says, "Ain the Eidim are not Ne'emanim l'Posu Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'Chachamim Omrim Ne'emanim, because of the Ain Tzarech L'Kaima." No, it's also backwards. But Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that Raya meant with Eidim, not with Kiyum Hashtar. No, it's also backwards. So then, Leima Leipachnami Tiyufta? No, actually, Tiyufta works. Hachi Kamer Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Bish Leima Ledidi Damina Raya. Is Bikiyum Ashtar. So then, Hainu de Mashkachas, lo de Nachti, lo Kuchot, lo Nechassim, because now we're assuming that that was the case. They presented the Shtar, the guy was made about the Shtar, so the court gave them the property. Elavidach, the Amrit Raya, Beidim. How did they ever get the Nechassim in the first place? Omar Le Reish Lakish, well, Modina Lecha, in this particular case, of the RR, B'nai Mishpacha, that's a pretty dumb RR, because they're claiming it was a cotton. Mike Amri Katanoya Chazakai Nem Chotmin Al Ashtar, Elim Kein Naase Gadol, and therefore, their Taina is Ki'ilu Neged, the Edim and the Chazaka. Itma. Katan Mi Imatai Mocher Ben Echsei Aviv, Rav Amri B'nach Ben Shbana Asri Shana, Ravuna Bar Kinnan Amri B'nach Ben Esrim Shana, Mos Rabbi Zera Maase Ben Nebrak, Biachat Shemachar Ben Echsei Aviv, Umeitu Bo, B'nai Mishpacha, V'ira Aru Lomar, Katanaya B'Sha'at Mita, Ubal Bo V'Sha'alu Ez Rabbi Akiva Maho Lebotko, Amar Lam Iyatem Rasha'im Lenavlo, V'ot Simanim Asuyim Lishtanot V'achar Mita, So Bishleim Laman Yomer Ben Shmona Asri Shana. It makes sense to say that we should do a post-mortem. But according to Ben Esrim, what's the difference? Kibot Kolei Mayhavi. Hatzan Ben Esrim, Shiloi Vishtei Sarod, is anyway a godel, as long as he's got a good passport. Yaviu Rayashu Ben Esrim, Vuasaris, Lokolets Volami Abim. Ah, but La Vitmar Alom, Rishu Bar Yitzchak Marav, Vuhushin Aldubosi Ben Esaris. And Rava says, well, it's clear. Deikanami, it says, Vuhu Asaris, together with his passport. Shmamina. V'chilon oldulo simane saris. Ad kama. Tani Rebbe Chia ad rov shinatav. Ki ato lakami de Rebbe Chia. I kochish amalo fatten him up a bit. I avri amalo put him on a diet. Da'ani simane zinu da'atu machvat kichishuta. And zinu da'atu machvat briyuta. Ibolo. Toch zman. Ki lifnei zman o kela achar zman. So rov amrim nachvat toch zman ki lifnei zman. Rava bar Rav Shilam, Rav Nachman talks about Kala Acharzman. And the truth is, the first quote of Rava, Lav Beferish Yitmar Al-Bechlola, Yitmar was a mistake. The Ahu talks man, the Ozo was Avin Nichse, And then Atalakami de Rava, and he said it's worthless. Lo savalo klum. So Mandechaza Savar, why did he say that? Because Torah Zmanas Kilufnezman, and therefore the sale is null and void. Well, Loi Atab Shtutata Yiterata Chazabe. Davikom Meshachru La'avde, and then voted to put him into presidency. Sholach like Gidol Menash Bar Menash L'Rava. Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu. Tinoket Bat Arba'as Reshanav Yamechad. Yodat betiv masa omatan. Mao. Shalakoi, im yodat betiv masa omatan, mikra mekach, mimkra mempka. Why didn't they just ask about a tinok? Because they were asking masa shaya, mikach haya. So then why not just say tinoket, even bachtemisre shana viomechan? Because masa shaya, kach haya. Ahupachot mi ben esrim daz, azav enichse de avua. Assuming that the halach was like Gidol Mar Menashe in reference to being a bucky in business, and he had one of those online degrees. Oh, to lekami de Rava, Amr le Krove, you know what? He wanted to cancel the sale. Zil ochol tamre v'shadibek ashaita. You'll prove to him that you're just a kid. So go be shadibek ashaita be Rava. Ovad achi amalo, this guy's an idiot. Zvine lav zvine. So kikakat v'le shtora, the lekucha say to him, you know, we'd love to save you some money. Zil emelei le Rava. I could buy a whole Megillat Esther, Bezuza. Shtora Demara, I also got to pay a Zuza. Ozol Amarle, Amarle, forget it, cancel the Shtar, Zvine, Zvine. Amarle, Krovi, no, they taught him to say that. Amarle, well, he pulled it off really nicely. So since Imazbril of Sovar, given the Mazbril of a Sovar, that's called Midayadi. Vahai the Ovid Ochi with the dates was Chutzpi Yeterao da Avibe. Amarle, Vunabreder of Yeshua, La Edut. Edutu edut, Amar Marzurta, no, that's, it's only from a Talmud. Avala Mekarkoi, love. Omele Ravash and Marzurta, why are you making it dependent in the question of the sales? Maishana Matata, because Vine is Vine. If that's the case, Miata Tana Putot Mikran Mekar, Umimkran Mekar, Mekar, Bimetautalim, we should say that Akinami Edutan Edut? Omele, well, yeah, except for a minor problem, that they can't be Edim because they're Kedanim. But given that they're anashim, we have this other issue. And there I'm saying it depends if it's metatolin or karka.